Cows. And good morning, everyone, from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Rob Lanham with you again today to bring you the second round coverage of the 2010 Elks tourney from Bristol Bay High School. And this morning's first game, which will actually start at noon here in just a couple of minutes, features the Sandpoint Eagles against the Togiak Huskies. Sandpoint led by Coach George Cromer, and they were 98-73 losers yesterday in a frenetic, fast-paced, and fun game to watch to the Kalignik Huskies. And then we have Togiak, coached by Andrew. I don't even have his last name, but a nice guy there, the coach for the Togiak Huskies. And they lost yesterday to New Stuyahok, 77-50. So we're going to be getting started here in just a few minutes, expecting a fast-paced game again today between these two teams. And the Eagles are seeking a rebound from the loss yesterday, which snapped their two-game win streak that they had last weekend at New Stu. To recap other action for you last night and set the bracket, in the late game last night in the girls' bracket, which was the last game of the evening, the Bristol Bay girls defeated the New Halen and Coconut combined JV team to move on to the winner's bracket, and they'll face the King Cove Rookies in the marquee matchup tonight at 7:30 p.m., and we'll bring that one to you live here on KSDP Radio. And preceding that game, in the boys' bracket, we'll have the second-round game in the winner's bracket between the King Cove T-Jacks, who defeated Bristol Bay last night by a score of 49-31, and they'll be taking on the Kalignik team that defeated Sandpoint yesterday. As we said, they won 98-73. Kalignik showing a lot of offensive power, a great shooting, and they were led by Coach Gus Tunyon's son, Travis, with 46 points against Sandpoint. And of course, Sandpoint was led yesterday by Brandon Smith with 44, and just an outstanding performance by both of those young men. So Sandpoint versus Togiak here in a few moments, and then at 6 p.m. this evening, we'll bring you the King Cove T-Jacks against Kalignik, and followed by the King Cove Rookies against Bristol Bay. And that's a chance for the Rookies to avenge a earlier loss this season in the Sockeye Classic when they fell to the Bristol Bay Angels 42-40 in an overtime thriller. Back to the Sandpoint game here. We've got about a minute and a half to go. The teams are coming out of their warm-ups and over to the bench, and we'll be getting ready here for the introduction of the lineups and the opening tip-off. Sandpoint lineup features Troy Bowsley, Brandon Smith, C.J. Roby, Mallory Gunderson, Nikki Mack, Chris Condi, Timmy Lundgren, and Heidi Jacobson. And typically the starting five is consists of Brandon, C.J., Mallory, Nikki, and Chris, and we'll see if that holds true today. You cannot, no way you can overestimate the wonderful job that Coach George Cromer has done with the Sandpoint Eagle basketball team, one of the, I believe, the only co-ed team on the Alaskan Peninsula, the only one that we've seen so far in our travels over the past few weeks as we've brought many games to you live here on KSDP Radio. And Coach Cromer has just brought these kids together. They've worked well together. They play as a team. And it's shown as they've won, I believe, three games already this year, and have been playing well, and they never quit. They were down yesterday by 39 or 40 points at one juncture early in the fourth quarter. They cut that lead down to 23 points with a 17-point run there. And even though they didn't threaten Kalignik in the game, they certainly showed outstanding effort. And so now we have the Togiak boys are on the floor, and their starting lineup, let's see, they're going to be starting Robert Blue, Simeon Wassily, Damian Locuk, Daniel Gonzalez, and probably John Paul. Let's see. The numbers on the Togiak uniforms are kind of hard to read. They're wearing dark blue with white block numbers and letters. I believe that is John Paul, number 15. And starting for the Sandpoint Eagles, wearing white trim with blue, is Brandon Smith, who will take the tap. Mallory Gunderson, Nikki Mack, C.J. Roby, and Chris Condi. And here's the opening tip. And Brandon gets it back to C.J. in the backcourt. He hustles to bring it down. Pressured there by two Togiak defenders, and now brings it the length of the court. Goes down looking for help. Has the ball stripped away, and it's taken there by number 22, Simeon Wassily. He gets it off or to Locuck, who gets it back to Simi. Now it's in the front court. Locuck with the ball goes left side to John Paul. Now comes back to Locuck. He goes right side to Wassily. Wassily goes up top to number 25, Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the lob pass down for Wassily as he broke down the baseline. But after receiving the pass, he traveled, and the turnover will give the possession back to the Sandpoint Eagles. 7:27 to play, just underway here at the 2010 Elks tourney. Sandpoint versus Togiak. C.J. Roby with the ball right wing, dishes it in to Brandon Smith. Brandon with the turnaround hook, no good. The rebound underneath is grabbed by C.J. Roby, and he's going to draw a reach-in foul there from number 50, Robert Blue. That'll be Robert's first foul, team's first foul. Eagles ball underneath their own basket. Chris Condi inbound. He's looking for help. Now gets it to Mallory Gunderson right below us here. Mallory dribbles through two defenders. Nice job. Then passes out to Brandon Smith up high. Brandon takes on two defenders. Gets it to Nikki Mack. Nikki drives in lane. Fakes a shot. Gives it over to Mallory. She fakes, takes the dribble. Gets it to Chris Condi. Now they run a weave back to Brandon Smith deep in the right corner. And Brandon was just being forced out of bounds on good defense there by Daniel Gonzalez, and Brandon threw the ball out of bounds off of Gonzalez's knee, and it will remain Sandpoint basketball. 6:59 to play, no score here early in the first quarter. Chris Condi to inbound, slaps the ball, looking for someone to throw it to, gets it to C.J. Roby. C.J. with the fake, drives, and as he attempts to go up for the shot, he draws a foul. Number 24, Damian Locook, his first, team second. Good fake and take there by C.J. Roby. And they're going to call that a shooting foul. And C.J. will go to the line to shoot a pair for the Eagles. C.J. dribbles the ball, sights it in, and his first one is up. No good. The Eagles, so far from what we've seen this season, probably the best free throw shooting team of all the teams we've had the privilege to watch. C.J.'s second one is up, bounces around, and drops through. So one-nothing lead for Sandpoint Eagles as C.J. Roby hits a free throw, and now John Paul loses a pass from Locuck off his hands out of bounds, and it'll turn the ball back over to Sandpoint with 6:50 to play in the first quarter. Chris Condi amounts to C.J. Roby, brings it up to the three-point arc, lob for Brandon Smith, give and go, give it to C.J., and he got tied up there with a couple of Husky defenders, C.J. and number 22, Simeon Wassily, both went to the ground hard. There's a foul on John Paul, who was on the other side of C.J., so three team fouls now on Togiak. Chris Condi inbounds, gets it to Brandon Smith right below us. Brandon drives, nice move, puts it up with the right hand, no good. Gets his own, well, had his own rebound. Now it's on the floor and grabbed there. Oh, that was grabbed by Robert Blue, and then they called traveling on Togiak. There are a lot of bodies on the floor scrambling after that ball. Once again, Sandpoint ball underneath their own basket, and Chris Condi slaps the ball. Looking to inbound, gets it to Brandon Smith. Brandon in the lane. He just throws up a shot over his head to avoid a three-second call off the rim. No good. Rebounded by John Paul to Wassily. Wassily drives down, goes in, and he's going to be called charging into C.J. Roby. So that foul is going to go against Simeon Wassily, his first, team's fourth. And got to be honest, that was a questionable call. C.J. was hustling back on defense and just seemed to slide in front of Wassily. Didn't give him the required room to avoid, and yet he got the call. So that one goes Sandpoint's way. C.J. now passes it down to the right corner to Brandon. Good defense there by Togiak. They're putting a lot of pressure on the Eagle players. C.J. now with the ball looking for help. Gets it out to Brandon. He's going to launch a three from the left wing. No good, but he's fouled after the shot. Number 25, Daniel Gonzalez. And that should be his first, team's fifth. And that's going to send Brandon Smith to the line, and Brandon should be shooting three, and he will. Each of the Togiak Husky players have already collected one personal foul, and we have played less than 2 minutes. Brandon's first shot is up and good. And it's 2-0 Sandpoint with an early lead on two free throws, one by C.J., one by Brandon. Brandon dribbles, sights in his second one. No good off the front of the iron. He'll have one more. Little clusters of fans and players from opposing teams here today cheering on their favorite players and teams. And Brandon misses the third one as well. The ball is saved in by C.J. Roby to Brandon. Back to C.J. down low. Drives the baseline. Puts it up. Partially blocked. Nogi gets it back. He's in amongst five Togiak defenders. And he's tied up there. And it'll be a jump ball. And the possession arrow points to Togiak. So 2-0. Sam Point with the lead. Might have expected this after I predicted a high-scoring game. 5:47 to go. And the ball goes to Daniel Gonzalez down in the corner to Robert Blue with an errant pass picked off by Brandon Smith. Brandon comes down against defense from Simeon Wassily. Puts it up and good. A two-pointer there for Brandon. And Brandon has three, and the Sandpoint Eagles lead 4-0. All right, the ball goes for Togiak up top to Locuck. Down right side, a fake shot there by Wassily. He gets it back to... Is that Gonzalez? I believe, yeah, Gonzalez with the first points of the game for the Huskies, and it's 4-2 Sandpoint as the clock ticks down to 5 minutes to go. C.J. Roby with a nice drive goes up out of control and nearly put it in, but it rolled off the rim, brought down there by Robert Blue, gets it over to Gonzalez, and now across to Wassily for the Huskies. He brings it into the front court, guarded closely there by Nicky Mack, gets the ball across to Gonzalez. His pass over to Locuk results in an off shot on a three-pointer, but the rebound is hauled in there by Robert Blue, and he draws a foul, I believe, on Brandon Smith as he attempted a putback. That is the call, first foul on Brandon, and the first team foul for your Eagles. 4-2, Eagles with an early lead, 4:42 to play, first quarter. And the first free throw is up, and no good by Robert Blue. Robert will have one more. Now we have Garen Nanaluk checking into the game. And John Paul comes over and takes a seat. Looks like another sub getting ready to check in for Togiak. And the second free throw is up. No good off the rim. The rebound is taken there by T.J. Roby. T.J. begins to dribble up, approaching half court across the Angel logo. Switches to left hand, drives in, and he's going to be called for carrying the ball. And that was a good call. It looked like C.J. lost the dribble just momentarily enough that his hand came under the ball and he carried it, and that was the call. Sidney Pavian checks in for the Huskies as they take the ball, and it goes over to Wassily, brings it across the timeline. He lines up a deep three-pointer from straight on, off the rim, no good, and the ball is saved in by a Husky, and Brandon Smith takes it there. Same point coming down, but no advantage numbers-wise. Good hustle by Togiak. Now here's a dish inside to C.J. Roby from Brandon Smith, and he puts it in. Nice look there by Brandon. C.J. finishes it off. And the Eagles hold a 6-2 lead halfway through the first quarter here. All right, the ball is up top now to Gonzalez. He dribbles left, looking for help, guarded closely there by Mallory Gunderson. Mallory right up in his face. Now he dribbles around and goes in, and his shot is blocked by Brandon Smith, taken away by Chris Condi. Chris back to Brandon. Coach Cromer giving instructions to Brandon as he brings the ball up. He calls out the play, guarded there by Gonzalez. Brandon drives in, gets it to C.J. Roby. They about ran into each other. C.J. drives across the lane. Back to Brandon for an open three, and he knocks it down. Nice shot there by Brandon Smith, his first three of the game. He had a cluster of them yesterday with a 44-point effort, and it's 9-2, Eagles with the lead. The ball goes to Pavian now. Or Nanaluk, I'm sorry. Gets it across to Wassily. Wassily to Gonzalez. Nice fake on Chris Condi, but picked up there by Brandon Smith and has to kick it back up top. Goes to Wassily, right wing, jump shot between Nicky Mack and Mallory Gunderson, but no good. Roby with the rebound. C.J. drives down, goes right against two defenders. One falls down, and C.J. puts the ball up and in. Nice job there by C.J. He's got 5 points on the game. And the Eagles lead 11-2 with just under 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Wassily brings it up for Togiak, goes right side to Nanaluk. Nanaluk bounces it up top for Locuk. Locuk to Gonzalez for a long three. Nothing but net. Nice shot there by Gonzalez. He has all 5 points for Togiak, and it's 11-5. Robert Blue getting ready to check back in for Togiak. C.J. Roby lobs it at the foul line to Brandon Smith. He reverses dribble, goes up for a turnaround jumper. No good. Roby with the rebound, looking to go back up. Now kicks it out to Brandon. Brandon with an open three from the left wing. No good. And C.J. Roby gets the high rebound behind the backboard. Back out to Brandon. Repeat. Good. A three-pointer from the top of the arc there for Brandon. His second of the quarter, 9 points in the game, and it's 14-5, Eagles with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Bogiak with the ball right side. Nanaluk nearly drug his foot, but held the pivot. Now the ball is tapped away, stolen there by Mallory Gunderson. She gets it off to Brandon Smith, and he brings it across court. Number 23 dribbling the ball to the left hand, switches to the right, goes right side, puts up a hook, no good off the rim. The rebound is taken down there by Pavian, who gets it to Locuk. Locuk with the ball across to Bossily. He throws left side deep in the wing to Gonzalez. He holds the ball, gives it to Nanaluk. Back to Gonzalez, shoots a left-handed three. No good. The rebound is loose and picked up by C.J. Roby. C.J. goes to the right-hand, switches, goes around two defenders, lays it up and in. Nice job there by C.J. Roby. C.J. with seven, and it's a 16-5 lead for the Eagles. 1:20 to go, first quarter. Nice take there by C.J., one on three. And here's a pass that's errant, almost goes out of bounds, but it's saved inbounds there by Gonzalez. Nice hustle, but Nicky Mack steals it away, gets it to Brandon Smith, drives down for an uncontested three, no good. The rebound tipped away by Mallory Gunderson, but taken off there by Gonzalez. He gets it to Washley. Washley going down, nice pass for Gonzalez, but he lost it, saved over there by Nanaluk. He throws a pass that near half court, and Gonzalez tried to run it down there, but they're going to be called for an over and back violation with 53 seconds to go, first quarter. Robert Blue checks back in, and Sidney Pavian takes a seat for the Huskies. We have another sub coming in, Troy Bowsley, owner of the game, replacing Chris Condi. Troy to inbound the ball, far side at the half court stripe. 53 seconds to go, Eagles 16, Huskies 5. Brandon Smith takes inbounds pass and dribbles. Got a screen there from Nicky Mack. Nicky now rolls to the left. Brandon dribbling at the top of the arc. Mallory Gunderson cuts through the lane. Nothing there. And Mallory needs it there. She got out of the lane and put a screen there for CJ. It looks like the Eagles are patient here. Brandon just dribbling. Now he does a spin move into the lane. And the ball is, what are they going to call? A jump ball. The referee blew the whistle. Wasn't sure what to do. He finally called a jump ball. Good defense there by the Huskies. The possession arrow points to the Sandpoint Eagles, and they'll inbounds underneath their own basket with 31 seconds to go. Brandon inbound to CJ right below us. Lob pass for Brandon, knocked away by Simeon Wasley. He's taking it the length of the floor. Nice pass on the left side there for a basket from Robert Blue. His first 2 points of the game. And it's 16-7 Eagles with 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. Coach George Cromer calling for one shot. C.J. Roby goes between the legs, dishes it in the lane to Brandon Smith. His shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up, no good. The ball is tipped away. We're going to have a half-court shot at the buzzer. No good by Damian Locuk. A good effort there just off the backboard and just missed going in. And that ends the first quarter of play. And your score after one, Sandpoint Eagles 16, Togiak Huskies 7. Sandpoint missing a golden opportunity to extend their lead there in the closing moments as Brandon missed an easy shot in the lane. Normally he'll knock that one down. Recap the scoring for you here after one quarter of action. Brandon Smith leading all scorers with 9, C.J. Roby with 7, and on the Husky side, Daniel Gonzalez with 5 and Robert Blue with 2. So we're glad that you've joined us. I'm Rob Lanham here at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska, bringing you second round action from the 2010 Elks Tourney here at Bristol Bay. We want to thank KSDP Radio for bringing you these broadcasts live, and also thanks to the KSDP programming sponsor, Peninsula Airways, bringing Alaska communities together for over 40 years. For information and reservations, call toll-free 1-800-448-4226. Penn Air, the spirit of Alaska. The horn sounds, and we're ready for second quarter action as both teams take the floor. On the floor for the Eagles, Mallory Gunderson, Nicky Mack, Timmy Lundgren checks in, Brandon Smith, and C.J. Roby. And we have Wasily, Robert Blue, Damian Locuk, Daniel Gonzalez, and number 21, Garen Nanaluk on the floor for the Huskies. Wasily goes in now with a jump shot. No good. Tipped, lost by Brandon Smith on the rebound, but recovered there on the loose ball by C.J. Roby. 16-7, Eagles lead as C.J. brings it across, gets it right side to Mallory Gunderson for a long-range two. No good. Brandon Smith gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Nice job there by Brandon. And it's 18-7. Mallory, one of the best long-range shooters on the Sandpoint team, and she's knocked down a couple of threes here in the last couple of weeks. Good ball movement here by the Huskies, but good defense as Nicky Mack stays on number 24, Locuk. He gets the ball back now. from Nanaluk, gets it top to Gonzalez. He throws it down to Simeon Wassily, guarded there by Timmy Lundgren. Wassily dribbles top, considers a three, passes it up, gets it down now in the corner to, I think it was Robert Blue. His shot is an air ball, taken away by C.J. Roby, coming down one on three, fakes, nice fake, puts it up, and good. Nice fake there by C.J. Roby. And C.J. extends the lead to 20-7 for the Eagles. Here's a nice bounce pass inside, but it's knocked away by Nicky Mack. Mallory Gunnarsson comes up with it, gets it to C.J. Roby. He's fouled hard from behind. That was a good, clean foul there by, I believe it was Daniel Gonzalez. Daniel shaking the hand of C.J. C.J. came down hard, looked like on his left hip maybe. Nothing flagrant about that. A good, clean foul, almost a clean block by number 25 for the Huskies. Good hustle on the defensive end. And just one of those basketball plays. That's the second foul on Daniel Gonzalez and the sixth team foul for the Huskies. And I think we're going to get a, well, CJ's going to go to the line for a couple of free throws. Well, and now they're wanting to give CJ an injury substitution. Coach Cromer is out on the floor talking to the official. What are they going to do here? Okay, so Troy Bowsley is coming in for C.J. Roby just to give C.J. a minute to restore his motion, get all the parts back together. So Troy's going to go to the line and shoot the two free throws. His first one is short, no good. Troy will have one more. And now we have a wholesale substitution there by the Huskies, and they send in Jarrell Ichuk, John Paul, Keith Fox. Get these other players. And the second one is up and good by Troy. His first point in the game, it's 21-7, Eagles with a 14-point lead. Number 55, Kendall Wassily, has also entered the game for the Huskies, and he has a ball. Little point guard there, and he passes the ball down in the corner to John Paul, back to Kendall. Kendall gets it across to Jarrell Ichuk. He gets it back to Wassily. Now it goes far side to Paul, back to Kendall Wassily. He fakes the pass right, goes left, nearly intercepted there by Mallory Gunderson as he gets the ball across to Sidney Pavian. Pavian now with the ball to Ichuk. His pass is over the head of Wassily, taken by Timmy Lundgren. Timmy goes up, puts it in. It looked like it was going to drop, but it rolled off the rim. And he's going to draw the foul there, and Timmy Lundgren will go to the line for a pair for the Eagles. And that foul is on number 55, Kendall Wassily, his first, team seventh. 6:06 to go, second quarter. Eagles 21, Huskies 7. Timmy dribbles the ball, spins it out, puts up the first free throw, off the rim to the right, no good. Timmy will have one more. Three Eagles on the scoreboard so far today for Sandpoint. Brandon Smith with 11, C.J. Roby with 9, Troy Bowsley with 1. Timmy Lundgren attempting to get on the board now with his second free throw attempt, and it's no good off the right again. Rebound taken down there by the Huskies, Sidney Pavian. He dribbles across the timeline, guarded closely by Timmy, gets it to Kendall Wassily. Kendall dribbling with the right hand, now coming to the top of the arc, gets it across for Pavian, right side. He's outside a three-point arc. Nice lob pass inside for Ichuk. He puts it up over Brandon Smith, and it won't go. Brandon takes down the rebound, reverses dribble, gets it across to Nikki Mack. Nikki fakes a shot, and now she double dribbles. Good fake there by Nikki, but she forgot about that first dribble she took, and so that's a turnover by the Sandpoint Eagles, and the ball goes back to the Togiak Huskies. 5:39 to go, second quarter. Eagles holding a 21-7 lead. The pass by Wassily across court to Pavian, back to Kendall Wassily. Kendall's pass now intercepted by Timmy Lundgren. He saves it inbounds to Nicky Mack, to Brandon Smith, down to Mallory Gunderson. Nice fake. Mallory goes in and puts it up and in off the glass. Nice play there by Mallory, her first two of the game. And it's a 23-7 lead for the Eagles. Clock ticking down towards 5 minutes to go in the first half. Pavian with the ball goes left side out deep to Kendall Wassily. Kendall guarded their tight defense by Mallory Gunderson. Now Kendall gets around her finally, but throws an errant pass out of bounds, and the ball will be turned over back to the Eagles. And two substitutions checking in for Sandpoint as C.J. Roby re-enters the game for Troy Bowsley. And Heidi Jacobson checks in, and Timmy Lundgren takes a seat. 4:58 to go, second quarter, 23-7 Eagles. Mallory Gunderson running the offense now, brings the ball across half court, right wing to C.J. Roby. Off the screen for Mallory, back to the top, nice pass to Nikki Mack. Nikki's shot is up, and no good. And the rebound taken down there by John Paul. He gets it to Ichuk, who passes it ahead to number 33, Sidney Pavian. He kicks it back out after being stopped by Nikki Mack. Gets it to Kendall Wassley, back across to Pavian. Mallory Gunderson on him there. Now to Ichuk, out to Wassley, number 55, holding the ball, guarded by Nikki Mack. Now drives around, jump stop, fake. Nice shot there. Nice shot by Kendall Wassley. Good fake. As he got Nikki Mack up in the air, and as soon as she came down, he put up a nice little jumper. 23-9, and now we have a three-point shot by Mallory Gunderson from the right wing. Mallory's first three of the game. She has five. And it's 26-9. 4 minutes to play here in the first half as Kendall Wassley throws the ball left side to Pavian, back across to Wassley. He dribbles against Nikki Mack, goes left to Pavian. He lobs it in, knocked away by Nikki Mack, and she had the steal and lost it back to Pavian. He puts a shot up, no good, hits the rim twice. C.J. Roby comes down with it. C.J. going in one-on-two, jump stop, puts it up and off the glass and good. 11 points in the game for C.J. Roby, and it's 28-9 Eagles with 3:35 to go in the first half. The Eagles, who coach George Cromer says are a good morning team, showing that so far here in this contest. It started at 12 p.m. Here's a lob pass now by Kendall Wassley, and it looked like Keith Fox was going towards the three-point arc instead of toward the lane. That one bounces out of bounds, and Brandon Smith will inbounds at the far end of the court to C.J. Roby for the Eagles. 28-9, Eagles with the lead. C.J. walks the ball across half court, finds Mallory Gunderson for a three right below us. No good. That's an air ball off of Heidi's hand, but C.J. recovers it. He comes in for a 12-foot jumper, rolls around and out. No good. And the rebound brought down by John Paul. He's harassed there by Mallory Gunderson and now throws a bad pass stolen by C.J. Roby. C.J. Turns in the lane, puts it up. No good. And the ball is taken down there by Pavey and guarded again by Mallory Gunderson. They get it across court, taken there by John Paul, and he still has Gunderson right in his face. Mallory plays some tough defense. Now the ball goes to Keith Fox. His shot is up, no good off the rim. Number 20 for the Huskies just missed that one. Brandon Smith with the rebound comes down, goes between the legs, now drives the lane and passes off on the right side to Gunderson. Her shot is off the rim, no good, but put back up and in by C.J. Roby. C.J. with 13 in the game, and he leads all scorers. And the Eagles hold a 30-9 advantage with 2:16 to go, second quarter. Kendall Wassley with the ball, number 55 dribbling, throws it long, cross court, to Pavian. And go to Ichuk, to Wassley, who drives the lane. Slapped away there by Mallory Gunderson, picked up by C.J. Roby. He'll go all the way, lay it up, and no good. C.J. lost that ball as he went up, totally uncontested. And now here's an errant pass, and Nikki Mack makes a steal at just across half-court line to Mallory Gunderson. She passes to C.J. He goes in, and he's taken down hard that time by John Paul. That foul is a little bit harder than it needed to be, unlike the other one. One of the Togiak players offers a handshake there to C.J., and C.J. just declined that request. That's twice he's been put to the ground hard, and they're calling that one a flagrant foul. Second foul on John Paul. Looks like they're going to C.J. standing all by himself with the stripe, and he'll shoot two, and then Sandpoint should have possession. C.J.'s first shot is up, rolls around, no good. He'll have another one. 1:49 to go first half. Sandpoint Eagles 30, Togiak Huskies 9. C.J. dribbles, eyes the basket, puts the second one up, and that one bounces off, no good. And now Sandpoint will have the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. C.J. walking away from the basket, not happy over missing those two. Brandon Smith now takes a seat on the bench. C.J. will as well as he kind of walks gingerly over to the bench. And in the game for the Eagles, Timmy Lundgren and Troy Bowsley. Timmy inbounds the ball to Nikki Mack right below us in the corner. She gets it to Mallory Gunderson, left wing. Mallory dribbles up top, gets it down to Timmy. Timmy with a nice fake, but he traveled. Good call there by the referee. as that one was right below us, and the turnover goes back to the Huskies with 1:42 to go in the first half. And the ball will be inbounded by Ichuk, and he gets it to Kendall Wassily. He was picked up at half court by Mallory Gunderson. Mallory's been a real thorn in the side for the Huskies' perimeter players thus far, and she and Nikki Mack have created probably close to 10 steals already in this first half. Kendall Wassily with the ball in the right wing, now back up top to Pavian, gets it to Ichuk, back across and deep in the right wing to Wassily. He throws across court to Pavian, who gets it to Keith Fox, who puts up a shot. Troy Bouncy with the block there and takes the ball away. Troy driving down the length of the court, goes in looking for help behind him, throws it to Timmy Lundgren for a long three off the backboard. No good. The rebound taken down by Kendall Wassily. Kendall driving in against Timmy, throws a pass intended for Ichuk, and it goes off the hand of Troy Bouncy. Recovered by Ichuk, he puts it up, no good. Timmy Lundgren with the ball driving down. Good hustle on defense by the Huskies to get back. Here's a pass to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory nearly traveled, but puts the ball on the floor. She's going one-on-one with Kendall Wassily. Goes around him now, gets the ball off of Heidi Jacobson's hand as Heidi went out to the right corner to take the pass from Mallory, but it was a little wide, and the ball will go over to the Huskies. 41 seconds to go, first half. Eagles 30, Huskies 9. Huskies bringing the ball up. Pavian being guarded there by Mallory Gunderson. Gets it to Kendall Wassily. Back across court to Pavian, down in the right corner for John Paul. John Paul throws it back up for Wassily. Wassily goes to Pavian, fakes it to Ichuk, now comes back to Wassily. Mallory Gunderson knocks it loose. Wassily recovers. She knocks it loose again. Wassily somehow gets that one back. Good defense by the Eagles. You got to love their hustle. Nikki Mack now right up in the face of number 33, Pavian. She forces a turnover with 5 seconds to go. Timmy Lundgren gets the ball, dribbles. It goes on the floor, picked up, and won't be recovered in time for a shot, and that ends the first half of play. A little confusing action there towards the end. But the Sandpoint Eagles with a strong first half showing here, leading the Togiak Huskies at the half 30-9. We'll recap the scoring for you and then take about a 7 or 8 minute break before we bring you the second half of action. For the Sandpoint Eagles, Brandon Smith has 11. C.J. Roby, who's been fouled hard twice, has 13. 5 for Mallory Gunderson and 1 for Troy Bowsley to round out the 30 points for the Eagles. And for the Huskies, 5 for Daniel Gonzalez, 2 each by Robert Blue and Kendall Wassily. So our score at the half, Sandpoint 30, Togiak 9. We'll send it back to the studio to Kels Hetherington, and we'll rejoin you in about 8 minutes for second half action. Kels?
Thanks, Rob. Great coverage again this morning and an interesting game. We'll be back for the second half of the game and Rob Lanham's continued coverage from the courtside. We'll go to some music for about 8 minutes and then go back to Rob.